Find the book of Micah. The book of Micah, if you need to go to your index to find it, you may do so, or maybe go to Matthew and go back just a few books in the Bible, you're going to find it. Micah. Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter number 7. I told you this morning the title of this evening's sermon is called What to Do When You Have Been Knocked Down. What to do when you have been knocked down. Micah chapter 7. Stand with me if you would, please. I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. In Micah chapter 7, in verse number 1, it says this, Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage, there is no cluster to eat. My soul desireth the first ripe fruit. Now go down to verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will hear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And then it says in verse 10, Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her with which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. I misread in verse number 9, it says, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. Now let me pray. Father, bless us now. Help us tonight that we would be challenged and strengthened. Help us tonight that we would be better because of this sermon. Help us to live our lives in a victorious fashion because of what we hear this evening. God, I truly believe that somebody's life could be salvaged in one sermon this evening. May everyone pay close attention. May no one disrupt the service, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I start the sermon, I want to, I like boxing. I grew up, my dad was a boxer, and some of you have heard names like Joe Louis, or Muhammad Ali, or Sugar Ray Leonard, or Jack Dempsey. All of those would have been very powerful and famous boxers from years gone by. In 1909, there was a world heavyweight boxing championship, and it was conducted in Paris, France. A couple of men were boxing. You've probably never heard of them. One, his name was Joe Gennetti. He boxed that year for the heavyweight championship, a man by the name of Sam McVeigh. Now, I want you to understand something. In a routine boxing match, you may have two or three what they call knockdowns. And that's where someone gets knocked down from the standing position, two or three of them. In this heavyweight championship in 1909, they say it set the record for knockdowns in one boxing match. There were 46 knockdowns in this one match. Gennetti was knocked down 27 times, and he came back and won the bout with what they call a TKO. In other words, it was a technical knockout. I got to tell you something. I admire a man that can get knocked down 27 times, get back up, and win the battle. God needs some people that can get knocked down and get back up. In Micah chapter 7, God's people had done wrong. They had found themselves in the sin of idolatry. Matter of fact, in Micah chapter 1, verse 9, it says, Your wounds are incurable. In other words, God is telling his people, well, I'm going to take you to the woodshed. You know, sometimes God's patient with you, and he's patient with you, and patient with you, and finally he said, that's it. I'm done being patient. I love you, and I'm going to chastise you. And so God's patience had ran out, and now they were going to be disciplined for misbehaving. Just a moment ago, when we read from Micah chapter 7, It said in verse number 7, it's being said, our lives are not as fruitful as what we wish. We go to harvest our crops, but we hardly get anything out of it, and we're not prosperous. Well, you get away from God, the amount of prosperity in your life will certainly be limited, and that's what was happening there. Well, they had, these God's people, they had knocked themselves down. It was their fault. I'm reminded of this. When I was a 16-year-old boy, I started going to church and I got saved. And I got to tell you, the thing of living for the Lord came as a real, real challenge for me. I went to church and I'd hear the preacher preach and I would say, boy, that's how I want to live. And I lasted about 2 days and then I'd fall. I'd go back to church and he would say, this is how you ought to live, and I'd try again and I'd last a little while and I'd fall again. And I am telling you, I would try and fail and try and fail and try and fail. And I still go through just a little bit of that now. Here I am, 56 years of age, all these years later, there are things that I try and I fail. But you know, that's a part of, I think, the Christian life. I hope I'm not the only one that went through that. I hope some of you have gone through just a little bit of it. But that's how it seemed to be for me. I would try and I would fall and I would get up, and then I would try and I would fall and I would get up. God's people had gone through that. They've tried and failed and tried and failed, and God said, I want you to do this, and I'm going to discipline you some because of it. And what happens actually in the book of Micah, in the passage of Scripture that we read from chapter 7, Micah, the prophet, the man of God, begins to compare himself to God's people. And he shows how he too had been knocked down. And he begins to compare how he got up to how they could get up. And that's what we learn from Micah chapter number 7. Now listen, I have to tell you, I've been knocked down a lot in life. But my worst enemy is me. I knock me down far more than I've been knocked down by other people. Now listen. I realize that there are those that come into our lives and they can cause us to stumble and they can knock us down. I understand that. And maybe there's somebody here tonight. Somebody has knocked you down. Well, I'm going to show you something about Micah and how Micah went through a process and what he told himself to get back up. But to those of you that maybe it's not somebody else that knocked you down, maybe you knocked you down, maybe you let yourself down, maybe you got off track and you see that you did it and you feel responsible, I can show you how you can get back up as well. I admire that man by the name of Joe Jannetty. Any man that can be knocked down 27 times and get back up and then knock his opponent out and win the fight, there's something to be learned from that guy. Now, his name is not like the name Joe Louis, and his name is not like the name Muhammad Ali or Sugar Ray Leonard or Jack Dempsey. But I'll tell you something. In my book of famous boxers, I like Joe Jannetty. I picture it. Now, I don't know about all of you. You know, I don't think that God intended for you and I to beat on each other in a ring and ring bells while you do it. And I think they ought to stop it. But if they don't stop it, I'm going to keep watching it. I like that. But I could picture myself. I would have loved to have been at a fight like that. And the other guy was, you know, he was the favorite. And everybody thought he was going to win. Hey, you give me a guy, you knock him down, he gets back up, I'm going to be in his corner real quick. And I'm going to say, get up. And I like that. Now, folks, Micah, in Micah chapter 7, he has been knocked down. And he is telling us the process through which one would go when they get back up. I don't know what you face tonight. I do know this. In my midst, there are people that feel like they've been knocked down. Maybe it's self-inflicted. Maybe you got knocked down by somebody else. Maybe you would point your finger at the devil. Maybe you'd point your finger at another human being. Maybe you'd look in the mirror and say, I did that to myself. If you'll listen to me tonight, I can show you a scriptural, spiritual way and process that God helps us in regard to getting back up. First of all, in Micah chapter 7, verse number 7, this is what Micah said. Micah said, I'll look unto the Lord. He uses these words, I therefore will look unto the Lord. Now, folks, if you have been knocked down, let me tell you exactly what you need to do. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you knocked you down, if somebody else knocked you down, if you feel like the devil has knocked you down, whatever you do, don't take your eyes off the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hey, I wouldn't even look at the sin that caused your problem or the hurt. I would look unto the Lord. And don't make this mistake. You know, we get knocked down. We're down on the ground and we've had the wind knocked out of us. Don't make the mistake of trying to solve your problem in the devil's sinful ways. Hey, don't look to booze to solve your problem. Don't look to drugs to solve your problem. Don't look to maybe immorality or hide yourself in filthy, wrong kind of music. No, look unto the Lord. Micah said, I've been knocked down. When I'm down there, there's one thing that I'm looking for. I'm going to look up. I'm going to look up and I want to see my God and I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord. Don't look to a psychiatrist. You know, hey, and don't look to bad friends. It's bad friends that will get us into a mess. Look to God. Look to God's book. Look to God's house. Look to God's spirit. Look to God's man. I love this song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Young people, look right up here. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Everybody here, if you have taken a hit and you feel like you got knocked down, you feel like you got the wind knocked out of you, while you're down there, do one thing. If you're going to look up and look for anything, look for God. Look for Jesus. Look for the Holy Spirit of God. Look for those things. You say, why? You're more apt to get up if you are looking for the one that has the power to get you up. So, he said in verse 7, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Secondly, I want to recommend that you patiently wait for victory. Patiently wait for victory. This is what he says in the scripture. Micah said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. You know, once you've looked to the Lord and you said, I'm going to find God in this. And when it's all cloudy, and boy, you look at the pain and you look at the fallout and the smoke from the bomb is everywhere, you just look for Jesus. Once you look to Jesus, then you say, okay, I know where my victory is going to come from. I've got my eyes on the one that produces all victory. Now I will patiently wait for the one who brings victory to bring it into my life. I might not be able to get totally up this second, but I'm getting up because I've got my eyes on the getter upper, and I'm going to have patience, and I know that I'll get up. Once you've sincerely looked into the Lord, you just have to wait a little bit sometimes on His timing. I have a boxer who, well, he's a preacher. Many of you know who Dr. Darrell Cox is. Pastors a church in Mocksville, North Carolina. I had gone through a battle in my life, and I was talking to Brother Cox one day, and he said, you know, Brother Owens, when I was boxing, he said, my boxing coach told me something one day. He said, if somebody hits you hard enough to knock you down, always remember, you got a 10 count. And you could stay down, and as long as they don't get to the 10th count, you're okay. He said, this is what my boxing coach told me. He said, Darrell, if you ever take a hit that knocks you down and knocks the wind out of you, I wouldn't jump right back up. I'd go up on one knee and breathe and relax and gain a little energy and gain a little strength. Then, when the time is right, you get up. But don't always jump right back up. Look, if you get hit hard enough and you get dazed at the moment, if you're not careful and you jump right back up, if I were a boxer and I hit you and knocked you down and you jumped back up and your eyes were crossways and everything, I'd shock you so hard the next time you aren't getting back up. You've got a little bit of a count here. If you've got your eyes on Jesus, the coach, and you know who's going to get you back up, you don't necessarily have to jump back in 100%. Just know you're getting back up and patiently wait for the victory. He said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. Now you say, what do I do between now and then? Do right. Do right. Pay the price of time. Stabilize your emotions. Stabilize your life. Stay faithful to God, no matter how long it takes. Stay faithful. Look, let's say you knocked yourself down. I'll tell you something. Many times we knock ourselves down because of a series of stupid decisions and maybe a long-term misbehaviors. Understand, if you're going to get back up, you may not just be an overnight success at getting back up. But no, you've looked to God, you're going to get back up, and you wait for God to help you with the victory. And that's what Micah said. He said, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Secondly, he said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. In other words, God's going to strengthen me. God's going to help me. I'm going to keep my eyes on him, and I know the victory's coming. And I'll tell you why I say that. So many people, they want to jump right back, and here's what happens. They jump in, and they're still not quite strong enough to do what they need to do, and they fall right away again. No, and you stay in church, you keep reading your Bible, but let me promise you something. If you keep your eyes on the Lord and you say, okay, God, I know victory's available, you and I'll have the patience to wait as you help me with the victory that I need. I'll be there when you're ready to move, God. I'm going to promise you, you're making a step in the right direction. That's what Micah did. Thirdly, Micah said this, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. You know what he said next? He said, tell my enemy not to get too happy because I'm getting up. That's what he said. He said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. He said, I got knocked down. Maybe he knocked himself down. Maybe the devil knocked him down. Maybe somebody knocked him down. He said, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to find Jesus as the smoke clears. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm willing to be patient as God rebuilds me and God gets me back up. The next thing he said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Ha, you know something? I'm not snotty, arrogant, or proud way, but I am going to let the devil know I'm not staying down. Don't rejoice too much, devil. I plan to get back up. Tell my enemy, I do not plan to stay down. Maybe it is. You ought to say, I fell, and my fall was to liquor. Maybe you ought to look at liquor bottle and say, you listen to me. Don't rejoice too much. I'm getting up. If it were drugs, maybe you ought to say to the drugs, you're not going to keep me down. With God's help, I plan to get up. I've got my eyes on the Lord, and I will patiently wait as God rebuilds me and makes me strong again. But let me tell you, my enemy, I'm not going to stay down. That's what Micah said. Don't run. Running won't do you any good. The devil laughs when we fall. Well, he's not going to be the last one laughing. And so, Micah said, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Secondly, Micah said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. The third thing he said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. I love what he said next. In verse number 9, he said, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Now, if you have done wrong, and because you have done wrong, you have fallen, you have done wrong, and maybe you knocked yourself down, Micah said this. Micah said, I've done wrong, and you know what? I'm just going to take what I have coming. Can I tell everybody here something? Taking your punishment with dignity is a sign of being a good Christian. We live in a generation where everybody wants to blame somebody. It's got to be somebody's fault, but it's not yours. Let me say to every husband here, You take your responsibility. And every wife here, you take responsibility for your wrong. And young people at home, when you get in trouble, why do you always have to blame somebody else? You take responsibility for what you did wrong. And Mike has said this. He said, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. In other words, he said, I did wrong. I deserve a spanking. I deserve to suffer some loss. I deserve to have a little pain. I'll take it. I am so tired of fair weather Christians. As long as everything's going your way, you love God. You just let something not go your way. You want to quit on God and quit on the church. And it's got to be God's fault. And it's got to, look, God's shortchanging me. God's never shortchanged anybody. We've always been treated better than what we deserve. Always we have it better than what we deserve. You say, well, I guess you don't know what I've been through. I know what you're not going to go through. If you're a born-again Christian, you'll never go to hell. And that's what you deserve to go through. That's where you deserve to be. And anything is better than hell. Hey, the worst thing that you suffer right now is better than what we deserve. We deserve to burn in an eternity and a place called hell. And Micah said, you know what? I've knocked myself down. As the bomb hit, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm going to get my eyes on Him. And then I'm going to be patient as He strengthens me and He brings me back to where I need to be. Somebody better tell my enemy, I don't plan to stay down here. And if I'm going to get spanked, I'm going to take it like a man. I'm going to take whatever's coming to me. I'm just going to take it. I'm going to take it and have a good attitude. I'm going to take it and not blame everybody else. I'm going to take it and not run and be a coward. I'm going to take it and not blame God. I'm going to take it and I'm not going to blame anybody else. I'll take what I have coming to me. We get so concerned about everybody else's part. Let me tell you something. You better salvage your walk with God. You need to get you back up where you need to be. And so, Micah got knocked down. He said, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. He said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. He said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. He said, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. And then, number five, he said, in the end, my enemy is going to be ashamed that they laughed. He says in Micah 7:10, then she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her. In other words, somebody had laughed at Micah when he went down. And Micah said, I'm going to be the one that will laugh last. My enemy's laughing because I fell. My enemy's laughing because I was down. But don't laugh at me when I'm down. I have someone that can get me back up. The lost say, where's God? Let me tell you something, folks. When you're going through hardship, those that would mock you, those that would say, see, I told you, your religion is a crutch. See, I told you, look what happened to you. Look what you're going through. Look at your heartache. Look at your burden. Where's your God now? Let me tell you something, folks. Your God is still alive. And in the end, the victory is ours. And those people that would dare mock you when you're down. And your enemy that would look and say, see, it didn't pay off. See, all that serving God. See, all that sacrifice for God. See, what good did it do you? Let me tell you all something. It's doing you good. God's not dead. God is still on His throne. And no matter what you face, God will still have the victory in the end. And Micah said, then she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her. If someone shames you because you got knocked down, every once in a while you mess up your life. You do some stupid things. There are people around you that know you did some stupid things. And they know you're supposed to be a good Christian. And we're almost afraid to get back up and try again. Because the people around us, they've watched us fall. We tell you something, you need to get back up no matter if you think they're going to laugh or they're going to mock. You've got to get back up. You've got to try again. They are not going to be laughing in the end. And that's exactly what Micah said. You know the mockers? They say, oh, sure, Jesus is coming again. You know something? Jesus is coming again. And they may mock, and they may joke about it, and they may turn it into a funny to themselves or about you. But I'll tell you, the day that Jesus breaks through the eastern skies and takes all the Christians out of here, they will not be mocking at that moment. And when they find out, hey, those that mock us because we believe the old-time religion, we believe that Jesus came born of a virgin, and we believe that Jesus lived 33 and a half sinless years, and that Jesus died on the cross, and that Jesus arose from the grave. And they say, that's silly. That's a bunch of fairy tales. That's that old-time religion stuff. What's wrong with you? They can mock all they want, but there is coming a day when they will split hell wide open. If they don't get the same Savior that we have, they may laugh now, but they won't laugh then. And Micah said, you might laugh at me now, but you won't laugh at me later. I would just recommend you not laugh. I'm getting up. I've got my eyes on the one that can get me up. I will patiently wait for him to rebuild me. Don't rejoice, enemy. I'm getting up. I'll take whatever I have coming to me. I'll last this thing out. He'll get me up, and I will have victory again. He said then in Malachi chapter 7, verse number 10, he said, now shall my enemy be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In other words, he said, my enemy will not win. My enemy will be a loser. Do you know who your ultimate enemy is? You say it's my mother-in-law. No, you're close. Your ultimate enemy is the devil. You know who messes with you all the time? It's the devil. You know who's out to ruin you? It's the devil. You know who wants your heart broken? It's the devil. You know who wants to shatter your dreams? Destroy your family? Satan. It's Satan. I've got good news for you, folks. He doesn't win. He doesn't win. I've been to the last chapter of the book that God wrote. I've read what God said. In the end, old smutty face is going to be cast into hell where he'll spend all eternity. And you and I, we might knock ourselves down. We might get knocked down from time to time in this life. But in the end, he loses and we win. He'll spend an eternity in hell and we'll spend an eternity with Jesus in glory. Hey, if you've been knocked down, you decide to get back up. And in the end, we win and the devil loses. There's victory in Jesus. Say, preacher, right now, with what's happening in my life, I feel outnumbered. Just look up. You're not outnumbered. You say, numerically, there's more of them than there is of me. Well, you and Jesus make a majority. You and Jesus make a majority. I don't know what hit you. I don't know what knocked you down. Maybe it just knocked your spirit down. I'm going to tell you something. Micah had the very same thing happen to him. He said, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I would love to have been there when Joe Jannetty and Sam McVay were boxing. I would have loved to have seen it. Hey, when he got knocked down the first time and got up, I would have said, I like that. We got knocked down the second time and got back up. I would have said, I like that even more. By the time, I'm just sure of it, by the time that he got knocked down the 25th time and he got up, I would be wringing in sweat. Man, I'd be running up and down the aisles cheering for this guy. And I'm going to tell you, the moment he got up and knocked out his opponent and they said, knockout, hey, look, Joe Jannetty, you're the champ, I would have come unglued. Why? I like a guy that can get knocked down and get back up and get knocked down and get back up and get knocked down and get back up. Hey, and don't you count me down. You might knock me down, but I won't stay down. And it's not because of me. It's because I've got my eyes on the skies. I know who Jesus Christ is and I know what Jesus Christ can do. We might not be always on our feet, but we don't always have to be on the ground. God will give you victory. Whatever you face, for whatever reason, get your eyes on Jesus. You can get through this. Get up. Get up. Get up. You can do it. There's victory in Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I'm tired. Here's a good thing about the whole deal with Jesus. You do all you can. That's all. That's reasonable. You do all you can. But wait a minute. Be careful with that. Some of you sell yourself short. Wonder how many times your kids say, oh, Mom and Dad, I can't. And you're thinking, yes, you can. Sometimes your Heavenly Father feels the same way about some of you adults. Oh, but I can't. God's saying, oh, come on. It's like a kid. You sell yourself short of what you can and can't do. But wait, you do all you can, and God said, I'll cover the rest. I'll cover the rest. There's some of you, you face things right now, you're saying, I don't know what I could do. Do what you can. And your God will cover the rest. What do you do when you've been knocked down? Look to the Lord. Be patient and wait for the strength for victory. Tell your enemies you're not staying down. Take it. I don't like that, but take it. Take what you have to, but keep your eyes on the Lord. The enemy will be ashamed. The enemy will not win in the end. Folks, victory is ours. We may lose some battles here and there. We've already won the war. And that was won by our mighty captain. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. One thing I know, as I look across this sea of faces, I know there are burdens, there are heartaches. There are people with challenges and challenges of a variety of sorts. Challenges where we've hurt ourselves. Challenges where someone's hurt us. Challenges where we have been just kind of sucker punched out of the blue. Didn't see it coming, but we got hit. And you feel like you got the air knocked out of you. You feel like a boxer that hit the mat. Well, you get your eyes on Jesus. And you plan on getting up. You don't have to jump up and run like a maniac the moment you get hit, but you need to be planning on getting up. And remember, the victory is yours. Somebody here, though, you need to decide that you're not staying down. There are people in here, you are backslidden, and you've stayed that way, and you've not done anything about it. Won't you decide to get right with God? Won't you decide to get up? Won't you decide to get some spiritual victory in your life? Who here tonight would say, Pastor, God has challenged me tonight. God has spoken to my heart. I just know God has spoken to me tonight. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Lots of hands in lots of places. You may put them down. If you're not saved, if you come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. If you need the altar, we're going to have an altar call. There's some of you just ought to leave your seat, come down here, get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm keeping my eyes on you through this battle. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. I don't have all the answers, but I know you'll help me. I plan to get through this and get through it with spiritual dignity. I plan to win the battle, whatever it is. When we start the altar call, I don't want us to talk. I don't want us to play. I want us to realize it's a serious time. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need to come to this altar, you come. What do you do when you've been knocked down? Look unto the Lord. Wait for the victory to come. He will provide. Tell the enemy not to rejoice. You plan to get back up. You're going to take it. Whatever you have to go through, you'll take it. You'll take it. Your enemy may laugh, but the devil will be ashamed in the end. He's going to hell. He's not going to win. He is not going to win. Is your pain, is your knockdown self-inflicted? You did it. You said, I'm down. I did it to myself. I knew better. Okay. God will help you get back up. Say, somebody else knocked me down. Okay. God will help you to get back up. Say, I see the devil in the whole thing, trying to ruin me, trying to destroy my family, trying to destroy my life. Get back up. Get back up. What do you do when you get knocked down? What do you do when you knock yourself down? First thing you do when the bomb hits, as the dust is clearing, find Jesus right away. Get your eyes on Him. He'll guide you through the rest. There are some people in here, there needs to be a little more victory in your life. You need to plan for that victory. Get back on the firing line. You got hit, but you weren't expecting it. That's the way the devil is. He'll sucker punch you. He'll hit you when you don't expect it. So what are you going to do? Boy, you take the shot, shake it off, and look for Jesus right away. I'm telling you, that's the first step. That's the most important step. Immediately, get your eyes on Jesus and say, okay, we're going to get through this. Folks, look at me for just a second. I'll tell you a story. I was in high school. One of the calmest boys in my high school was a farm boy by the name of Dwight Rhines. Very calm. Just a farm boy, kind of backwoods farm boy. Lived out in the middle of nowhere, hardly ever spoke a word. I think we were playing softball one day, and we had a bully in our school. And I was just shocked to death. The bully would pick on Dwight and pick on Dwight and pick on Dwight, and Dwight would take it, and Dwight would take it. Bully could knock Dwight down, and he'd get back up, and knock him down, and he'd get back up, and knock him down, and he'd get back up. I watched one day, the bully said, I am done. I'm done with this guy. I think he's nuts. No matter how many times I hit him, he gets back up. Can I tell you all something? You might call the devil off if you weren't such a whiny baby. Kids, I want to tell you something. Somebody picks on you. If all you do is whine all the time, they'll probably keep picking on you. Someday you just need to let them see it's not going to bother you, and you're going to keep on going, and you're going to do the right thing. But with the devil, when he takes a shot at you, you say, what do I do? Get back up. He takes a shot at you. What do? Get back up. He takes a shot at you. Get back up. And every time he takes a shot at you, get back up. My dad told me, he said, son, you don't have to worry about fighting the guy that's blowing off all the time. You might want to watch the silent guy who's holding it in. The day he comes unglued on you, you're liable to have a maniac on your hands. Boy, I learned. Old Dwight put up with it. And boy, one day I watched Dwight. He came out of hibernation. And everybody said, don't mess with him. He can take any shot you throw at him, and he will get right back up. Some of you, it's time to get up. Get up and do something for God.